Well, it's quite a feat. Seven marathons in 7 days. It's about 184 miles, and it's all for a great cause to support our veterans. And Eva Casal is nice enough, right in the midst of it all, to give us a call and let us know how she's doing. Great having you, as always. Always love getting you on because, you know, what you do is amazing, Eva. And we thank you. What's happening out there?
Thank you, Jane. Thanks again for always having having me on to explain what we're doing. Sure. We're doing great. We've had some great weather so far. Today we start in West Sable at the Lieutenant Michael P. Murphy Navy SEAL Museum. And today is dedicated to Lieutenant Michael P. Murphy and all the fallen heroes in the town of Brookhaven.
Great stuff. All in honor of the Navy Lieutenant SEAL Michael P. Murphy, Brookhaven Fallen Heroes, Part 1, leaving West Sable to Brookhaven. And you're going to make a couple of stops along the way, Town Hall, too, huh?
Yes, we have a lot of stops where we're honoring Michael today. There is a beautiful monument at the MacArthur Airport. We will be stopping there and placing a wreath. We will then be heading over to the Lakeland Fire Department, where they have another beautiful Veterans Memorial Park. From there, we will go to Lake Wanconkuma, where, again, there is more dedication for Michael, and because he used to swim and train there before he went into the service. Then we will head into Farmingville and then over to the Brookhaven Town Hall, where there is another nice memorial to all the fallen heroes from the town of Brookhaven. And then from there, we will head to Bald Hill to the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. And then we will head to Patrick Bedford High School, where we will end our day. But before we do that, we will pick up some of the students from the high school who will come out and run with us the last 5K.
That's awesome. Eva Casal with us, the Ultra Marathon, all for a great cause. Day three in play here, ladies and gentlemen, for Lieutenant Michael Murphy. Eva, for those who do not know your history, could you give us a quick synopsis of how this all got started and everything else? Give us a sense of Eva Casal and for the cause that this isn't just, you know, flipping a switch here, folks. She's been doing this a long time, and she trains for it and everything else. Give us a little background, Eva, if you don't mind.
Sure. Thank you, Jay. Sure. This is the eighth year that we're doing this. It started by meeting Gold Star families on Long Island, and I was trying to think of a way with my team that we can remember the families every year, because it's so important that you don't forget those who serve our country. So we came up with this format of running seven marathons in 7 days, because with just 1 day is not enough. So we call this Every Veteran Appreciated Week. We do it every year in April. We're running as far west as from East Rockaway all the way out to Shelter Island. We are stopping at over 300 what we call points of honor. Those are memorials, schools, churches, homes of the fallen. Yesterday, we were in Long Island National Cemetery placing roses at resting places. We'll be going to Calverton National Cemetery on Thursday. So there are over 300 points of honor that we'll be stopping at and placing flowers. And this is just our way of remembering those who served our country. And we hope that, you know, people do see us and they see a rose at a monument and it draws their attention and they go over and they read that plaque. And they remember that our freedom is not free. So that's basically a quick overview of what we've been doing for the last 8 years. Each year we try to add a couple more stops that we find out about along the way. There's a few that we'll be doing out in Middle Island and Rocky Point this year. So we're just continuing with our mission to say thank you. And our mission is to support our troops, to honor our veterans, and to remember our heroes.
That's fantastic stuff. Eva Casal, ultra marathoner. Day three of her journey, 184 miles in all to remember a tremendous cause, and that is our veterans, those who pass in the line of duty, fighting for all of us, ladies and gentlemen. Eva, kind of giving back. Eva, preparation and everything else. Is this year-round for you? I mean, you obviously got to keep the training going here, correct?
Pretty much it's year-round. You know, if I'm not running for other organizations, charities, I'm running ultramarathons throughout the country here and there just to keep my training up, because this is my focus every year. We do this event. We also do a local marathon here on the North Shore in the Glen Cove area on Veterans Day for the same cause. So, yes, I'm pretty much at the same level of training throughout the year.
Great stuff. And we will be watching you throughout, Eva. And, you know, I tell you, you don't get enough credit, because the light that you shine on this is so appreciated by many. But if we can highlight it on the radio and just really focus in on the fact that sometimes, you know, with all that's going on in our world today, we lose a little bit of focus of those who fought for all of us, who do what we do on a daily basis. So I give you a lot of credit, and I say thank you to you for showing and shining that light, because it's something that we never, ever need to forget, ever should forget.
Yes.
And we thank you for remembering it.
And thank you, Jay. It's just, we're hoping that every year we bring awareness. It's about what we do, appreciation and awareness. There are times when we've stopped somewhere and kids will come over and go, "What are you doing?" And we're like, "This monument here is dedicated to your local heroes here in your town." And I have, you know, had people say, "Oh, we didn't even know this was here." So we're hoping to bring awareness that, you know, sometimes you walk by, you ride by a particular area, and you forget that there's something there that's dedicated to those who've given you your freedom. And each year, we just hope we're bringing more and more awareness.
Yeah, eighth year in a row, 184 miles during every Veteran Appreciated Week, taking place, started on the 14th, a couple of days ago, and it'll go right to the 20th, each to be focused on the marathon on honoring local servicemen killed in action, and will be linked to communities they called home. You could support our veterans through Team Eva, EVA. Ladies and gentlemen, during her every Veteran Appreciated Week, in one of the following ways: participate, part of the journey. It's a $30 donation. You can join Team Eva for a 5K or up to a 12-mile run. Join the team virtually for the first time. You can join the team virtually from anywhere in the world, by the way. You may be located for a $35 donation by simply running or walking a minimum of a mile each day during Eva. That's every Veteran Appreciated Week. So support Team Eva's mission. You can donate any amount to the efforts. Display your flag. Eva also encourages many residents and businesses to proudly display American flags during this week. Well done there. Follow Eva on Facebook. Go to the Team Eva page. Excellent job, Ms. Cassell. We look forward to talking with you again. How's that?
That sounds great. Thanks, Jay. Just want to say our website is goteameva.org. You can find out more information. You could, like Jay said, register there at the website, make a donation, and we really do appreciate your support and all the support of the communities that we've been running through. Thank you, Jay.
My pleasure. Goteameva.org. Get on that site and donate if you can. It's for an incredible cause, and Eva's really showing it with her runs. Can't thank you enough, my dear. Stay safe, all right? We'll talk to you soon. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you, Jay.